Shalom chapter 5, Mishnah 2, Ein Pochas and Mishloish Gizbarin. There were no less than 3 treasurers in the temple looking after the funds, so they had at least, or had to have at least always 3 people there looking after the money. Umishiva Amarkalin, and there were 7 supervisors. The 7 supervisors were the ones who would oversee what the temple treasurers were doing. They held 7 keys to each one, had a key to get into the where the money was stored, and they all had to be present. In order to open up the treasury, all 7 of them had to be present. And they were the supervisors there. While on the topic, says the Mishnah of Ein Oisin Shurara Alatzibur B'Mamon Pachas Mishnaim. One shouldn't set up authority over community money with less than 2 people. If there's a community fund, there have to be at least 2 people looking after that fund. We never entrust it to just 1 person. Chutz mi ben Achya shel chole ha-me'ayim, except for Ben Achya, who was in charge of the stomach disorders of the Kohanim, so he was the one who had purchased the various medicines, etc. And also Elazar shel ha-parochus. Elazar, he was a person who looked after the curtains in the temple, so he purchased all of the materials for the curtains, and he was also worked on his own. Both of them needed funds, and they both worked on their own. Why? She'oisen kiblu roif atzibur alehim, because both of them, the majority of the community, accepted these 2 people over themselves, and they were extremely trustworthy, and therefore they were allowed to work on their own.